area where these people were pulled into by the currents was also a spot where there was jet skis being used at the time. And I don't think either of the swimmers had a tow float on, but it's vital that we wear a tow float and wear hats that that are reflective, that are, can be seen easily in the water. And I spoke to another swimmer who was swimming with a black wetsuit and no tow float and no swimming hat. And he just appeared out of the water. Now, he didn't get sucked into the current or anything like that. He was just going out to the boys. But he was hard to see. And he was a friend of mine. And I said to him, nobody would see you in the water. If those jet skis, if you got pulled over in the current, they wouldn't see you, you know, because they wouldn't be expecting to see a swimmer in such strong currents. So really what we're appealing to people to do is to be more careful in the water, always to heed the signs, not to go that side of the pier. If you are sucked into it or dragged out into it, make sure that you signal to those on the shore and get the lifeboat out as quick as possible, because you could end up in a lot of danger. And again, hide the praise for how quick they were launched in 8 minutes, which was absolutely fantastic for a volunteer crew to be in the water in 8 minutes. It was amazing to see how quickly they got away, and just to pay the height of praise for them and what they do, and to encourage everybody to support them whatever way they can, you know, either by volunteering or putting your hand in your pocket.
It's quite remarkable, given the fact that there have been so many warnings, particularly about Deadman's Point, that these incidents keep on happening.
They do, and I honestly, now my gut feeling, even though I didn't see them before they got into trouble, I honestly believe that these people were swimming the other side and they just got caught in the current. The currents were extremely strong on Friday, and everybody that was in the water was saying how difficult it was, that they had to really keep their wits about them. Look, at any of us at any age can get caught, and especially Dead Man's Point, it is just lethal if anyone goes the wrong side of it. You will not fight it, so the best thing is to go with it. Wave to the people on shore if you can, try and lie back and just go with the current, and then when you get round near the yacht club, hopefully you'll have the energy to bring yourself in, or the lifeboat will be coming to meet you at that stage. But it is vital that people stay safe there. There was another tragedy unrelated in Mundoran over the weekend, and we have to avoid these tragedies, because too many of them happen every year. And we certainly want people to enjoy the amenities, enjoy the facilities and everything else, but they have to be careful as to what they do. You have to show respect for the water. You never turn your back on the sea. You have to just always give it the utmost respect.